Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, if you're a CEO, president, or business owner, you know how busy the day is. You get in early in the morning, and you work longer than anyone. You work harder than anyone, and the time seems to fly by. But, of course, we know that there are only 24 hours in a day. You cannot extend that out. You only have so many hours, and you only have so many working hours. And depending upon the business, your business may be Monday through Friday, maybe it's 7 days a week, maybe it's 8 to 5, maybe it's 24 hours. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, there is only so much time in your business life. And time is the most valuable thing you have. You can't get it back. You can't make any more of it. And if you aren't really understanding the use of time and why time is important, it will keep you from being the success that you want to be. Time cannot be increased, but your productivity can be increased by understanding how to delegate to people. So if you want more time, you have to have people around you, coworkers, that you can turn around and you can assign tasks to them. And when you assign a task to them and you say, I need you to check this out, not only do they understand the task, but they expand it with their mind. They think about how to make it better. So in a sense, they're attaching the time that they have to work on the project to you. They're giving you their time. That's what employees do. That's what coworkers do. That's what you're buying. Most employees think that they're just showing up for their 8 hours, and that's okay. But it's not. You need people around you, and you need management people around you that understand that what are they going to do in those 8 hours. They're not just going to do tasks. They're not just going to show up and just do A, B, C, D. They're going to show up, and they're going to say, look, this is the problem for the day. This is the challenge. This is what we need to do. We need to get this workout. We need to get it shipped. Let me think how we're going to do it. The boss wants me to check on this. We have to find out and research this project. We need to think about how we are changing things, how we're making them more productive. So if you want more time, bring the management people into the circle of success. Talk about what needs to be done, how it needs to be done, how you're going to do it, and help them understand exactly how to run a business, how to think about business, how to get more done. So you're always coaching them. You're always running a class in how to run a business. You're always taking what's in your brain and transferring it to their brain. And it also goes the same thing for your hourly workers. Just because they're hourly workers doesn't mean that they're not productive, and it doesn't mean that they don't have ideas. You have to have a business that's open in the way that you permit people to think, you permit people to challenge you, you permit people to bring you new ideas, you encourage new ideas, you encourage them to think, you encourage them to absolutely get it done in a different way, and at the same time, maintaining control of your business. You can't just let people do what they want when they want to do it. You are the person in charge. You are the person who absolutely has to look at the flow of business, look at the ideas, make sure we're coming together in a cohesive thought pattern, that we have a strategy that's cohesive, that the work is getting out, that we're building a culture of people that work together. So all of this increases time. All of this increases success. Working with other people and helping them help you run the business and become more successful, well, that's the most successful thing you can do. When you want to do everything yourself, when you want to think that you can do it better than anyone, even though you may be able to do that, when you're not engaging them, when you're not getting them to think, when you're not getting them to understand, it's not just how many hours you spend, it's how productive you are, it's how creative you are. When you do those things, you'll find that not only will you prosper, but your employee retention and turnover will be minuscule. People will look forward to coming to work. Work for grown-up people is like play for children. It's serious. It's important. It's how we make a living. But it's how we get to use our mind. It's how we spend our time. And for most people, I know they talk about having time off and, you know, retiring for the rest of their life, but work is really important in people's lives. It gives them meaning. So let's not only employ them to give them meaning, but let's also engage them with interesting questions that will help them think about their job, think about how to make things better, make their life more interesting, and everyone prospers. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.